Today, I want to talk to you about five things that I've learned from my clients over the years. And these are things that I've known, things that I've learned, or I learned in some way, shape, or form through reading, video, what have you. But it's always fantastic to see it in action and have those things cemented by seeing that same success with clients of mine that I've worked with over the last 23 years. So my name is Kevin Johnson, and I'm the CEO of Leverage Consulting, as well as the creator of Leverage U, an online university. So what are the five things that I've learned about, and how have they helped the clients? So the first thing that I have on the list is progress over perfection. These five things I'm going to talk about, these are things that they're not tech-based. They're not some kind of skill set you would have picked up in college. These are things that you learn after college. These are things that you learn once you get moving and doing things. So one of the things that I've learned, again, from some of the clients is progress over perfection. And what does that really mean? Well, many times people will get hung up, and they'll get hung up in inaction because they want to make things perfect the first go around. And the reality of it is, nothing is perfect the first time. It might be good, might even be great, but it is not perfect. You can do a lot of problem solving in advance. You can anticipate all the problems that might be there, but you just don't know until you start. Give me a quick example. You're watching my video. Well, the funny thing is, some of the first videos that I did, they were not good. I look back at them now, and I'm like, they're terrible. I look back, in fact, when I first started in a coaching consulting role 23 years ago, we delivered presentations. Some of those presentations were as short as 2 hours, and they could be as long as 2 solid days. So, you know, 2 8-hour days. So when I started that, I would record my presentations, this is dating things, on a VHS tape. And I would record those videos or record the presentations, and I would put them on the TV when I got home. And I would just start eating my dinner. And oftentimes, I couldn't get through 10 minutes of my own presentation. They were the kind of thing that I couldn't watch it myself. Okay. And the reality of it is, now 23 years later, I can't even begin to tell you how many hours I've either been on stage talking to clients on Zoom. I've been in this capacity of talking to people, because that's what presentations are. You are talking to people about a topic that you are an expert in, and that something that you are passionate about. So progress over perfection. If I had waited until I was Tony Robbins, or I was pick somebody who's a fantastic speaker, Simon Sinek, if I would have waited until I was as good as them, I would have never started. Because even they were not good back then. You can go back and look at old videos of them. They're not what they are today. Everyone will hone their skill, hone their craft, or create a better product or service over time. You will not be that perfect model. You won't be the diamond right out of the gate. So you always have to work on that progress. And it's something that I talk to clients about with moving the needle. So if you can start whatever it is, a project, or you're going to reinvent your new patient intake, or reinvent how you acquire new customers, new clients, new patients, then you need to start thinking about if we're moving the needle, because that's progress. That's if you can say, okay, we had progress here, we had progress here, that's moving the needle, and that's making the progress, which will get you to perfection. Because I know you're a smart person, and I know that you will eventually start molding this, fixing it, deleting things, adding things, and that will get you closer to perfection. And the reality of it is, you can look at Amazon, and I was going to say Amazon.com. They were a bookstore at one time, and now they're probably the world's biggest retailer. They literally, you can order anything from perfume to scuba fins to books, whatever. You can order food. So whatever it is that you want, you can pretty much now get from Amazon. Jeff Bezos did not launch that right out of the gate. So don't worry about the perfection side of things. Work on making good progress. So that was number one. Number two is, and this goes back to a movie I love, Glengarry Ross. And there was a segment of that movie where they, you know, they walked in and they were talking about two different concepts, but one of them was always be closing. And so if you just think, you got to remember your ABCs, always be closing. And why do I say that? I've worked for a few companies and I've watched a few companies, and it's interesting. The ones that are always selling are the ones that are always successful. And it's funny because they might be they may grow into a really big company, and their product or their service may not be perfect. They're super successful purely because they're always closing. When you think about sales and marketing, and it's really marketing and then sales, is you have to always be teeing up what's next. You always have to, in a sense, when you think about marketing and sales, you're filling a pipeline and you're adding new customers. So when you think about what it is that you're doing with your company right now, and when you think about how am I going to grow it, you show me how much time you're putting into your marketing and how much time you're actually investing in starting new clients or acquiring new patients, and I will show you how successful you are. If you're not doing those two things, you're not growing. You're leaving it to chance and you're leaving it to a roll of the dice. Instead, having a very deliberate system that's geared towards marketing and sales, and you can chalk it up to whatever you want in terms of sales. Sales could purely be how we answer the phone, how we collect people's information, and whether that's a concierge process that knocks your socks off. And they've never used a provider like you before. That could be part of your marketing. So when you think about your marketing and your sales, ABC, always be closing. Make sure that that is a part of your daily, weekly, monthly, annual responsibilities, is we focus on our ABCs. When I think about what have I learned from clients, or what has been validated or cemented when I've worked with clients, team, team, team. It's all about your team. If you have a team that you're constantly frustrated with, you will constantly be frustrated with your outcomes and your success. If you have a team that you are thrilled with, if you have a team that seems that they put you on easy street, or they put you in a position to where you can leverage yourself, you will be happy and you will be productive. So you think about, what is it that you're doing to build a fantastic team? What is it that you're doing to ensure that your team is literally the type that they can march out onto a field and they will deliver championship trophy? Okay, that's what you have to think about. So when you really think about it, who are the people that you're going after? Who are the people that you're attracting to your business to be part of your team? So if you equate this to a sports analogy, or even just making a direct correlation, think about we just watched the Super Bowl recently. And when you think about the team building that these coaches go through, and they're literally scouring the country, look, and sometimes scouring the world for players that have the skill sets that they need. And when you think about the skill sets, you're not only looking for, do you know this software? Do you have these capabilities? Or, you know, we're looking for technical skill sets most times. The funny thing is, the reason why we wish some people were not on our team anymore has little to do with the reasons why we hire them or what we put into a job ad. So what am I getting at? I'm talking about their timeliness, their resourcefulness, whether they're truly a team player. And when you think about being a team player, it's a two-way street. Being a team player means you are willing to give help and you're willing to receive help. That's why sometimes with, say, basketball players, if they hog the ball the entire game, they're not a team player. They're all about themselves. And the team will usually lose because they are not a team player. They have to know when to pass, because it's all about an outcome, which is get the ball in the hoop. That's it. That's what the basketball game is about. So when you think about your team, what is it that you are doing to build a team that will deliver you to the championship game? What are you doing to build a team that your patients, your clients, your customers could not imagine going anywhere else? The next thing is surrounding yourself with experts. So when I say surround yourself with experts, many of you went to school or you started a business and you had this vision in your mind. I am going to deliver this service. What you didn't know for example, in the very, very beginning of your business is that, yes, I am a technician and I do whatever it is that I started this business for. And the next thing is I'm a marketer. You are wearing way too many hats when it comes to being the leader, the CEO, and the owner of this business. So when you think about the hats that you wear, okay, and again, this is why I name my company Leverage Consulting, is because I want clients to leverage themselves so they can not only grow, but they can also get less stress. So when you start thinking about who are the experts that I'm going to hire? So some of these are going to be internal experts and some of them are going to be external experts. The internal experts, for example, do you have a software expert in-house? Do you have someone who knows the software that you run on every day better than you do? Have you positioned it to where they're expected to be the expert and they're also expected to share and train the rest of the team on what it is that they know about the platform? That's having an expert in-house. Is it that you have one person who knows how to run and fix a piece of equipment that you have? Okay, that's having an internal expert. Having one person that focuses on marketing daily and weekly, that could be your internal expert because they do what no one else either has time to do, or they do the one thing that maybe some people are just not the greatest at it. They may not be the greatest at walking into a room full of people, meeting every one of them and walking out with at least 10 new friends. Okay. That's what hiring an internal expert is about. Hiring an external expert may be hiring a bookkeeper, hiring an accountant, hiring an attorney, hiring a coach or consultant like me. You know, all of these people are there to help you grow your business and get things off your plate so you can focus on doing the things that you do best in your business and as you work on your business. So then the fifth thing that I have for this list, really, when I wrote this list, I thought, okay, this could be number one, or this could be the last one. And you should think of it as you could almost flip-flop and interchange these, because you should be constantly reevaluating whether this fifth thing is first or last and where you are in the list and whether you just need to just reinvent the whole thing. And that is BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goals. So for example, if I said you are going to be the dominant provider in your state, everyone knows your name. That is a big, hairy, audacious goal. If you said, I'm going to have buyers or I'm going to have customers, I'm going to have patients from all around the world, that's a big, hairy, audacious goal. So sometimes people, if you think micro market, that's great. It's great for attracting people who are right there and around you. But what about the people who might think you're the best thing? You have the best service, the best product, the best outcome of anybody else. I've worked with clients where they have people flying. In fact, there was one I worked with in California. They had people who were flying from Dubai all the way to California to sit in their chair. And when you think about it, when they flew from Dubai all the way to California, how many people do you think they flew over that could have done the same thing? But this client of mine had positioned themselves that those people would fly all the way from Dubai to see them, to get the same thing done they could have done, had done by thousands of other people. Okay. So when you think about these big, hairy, audacious goals, in some respects, it may not matter whether you really reach your big, hairy, audacious goal or not, because it could be that if you shot for the moon and you landed amongst the stars, you're still winning. That's the reality of it. You will still exceed your expectations, because if you stayed small and you thought, well, I want to be the biggest provider in my little town, or I want to be the biggest provider in my county or within 20 miles or something like that, you're thinking small. If you think about, well, no one else will want to come here for that, I can't tell you how many times I've seen. In fact, most times when I've asked or I've talked about, in fact, I'm going to do a seminar soon with a very long-term client and friend of mine, and we're going to talk about scaling your implant practice. And it's funny because when I talk about his practice, a lot of times people will say, oh, well, he must be, and they name all these big cities. The reality of it is he's not in a big city. He's not in a huge metropolitan area. He is in a suburb, but it's not 5 minutes outside town. It's kind of a long way outside town. So when you think about these BHAGs, you need to think about whether they're big enough, whether a big enough driving factor, whether it's the kind of thing that motivates you when you get up, but it's also a moral and a business compass that this is who we're working to become. So we have to walk, talk, and act like someone who would draw patients from Dubai. So you need to think about this. And when you've went back to the first four things that I talked about, progress over perfection. Are we already acting like the type of practice that people would fly to from another country? Is it even they would cross state lines to come see us? Would they get on a plane and come see us? Okay, you have to think about, it's not a matter of whether we're that practice or we're that business today. You have to think about whether we're making the progress in that direction. Is our team being trained? So you kind of see a pattern here with the four things I'm talking about. Always use that BHAG as a moral compass and a business compass for you, the business, and the team to ensure that you're always staying on track and building something new and better. And I guarantee you, you will do better. You will build a bigger business and much more successful business if your goals are far beyond what you think you can do. So with that, I'm Kevin Johnson of Leverage Consulting and the creator of Leverage You. If there's any ideas or topics that you'd love for me to cover in a future video, if you have thoughts and ideas about this video, or if you've utilized these types of things, you agree with me, disagree with me, drop it in the comments. So with that said, stay tuned. I've got another great video coming up for you very soon.